Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
12 minutes past 10 o'clock, our guests in the studio today are Sergeant First Class Ed Wolf and Private Amy Peruski from the local area here as well, from the Michigan National Guard. We're going to be talking about the Michigan National Guard, and Amy's going to tell us a lot about her personal experiences after being a recent graduate from Ubley and all of that. So thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
I guess, first of all, you're still around.
I'm still here, yes. Yes, I've been in the area 7 years now and continuing one more year. For sure.
For sure. And recruiting, is this a good or a bad time for recruiting? I mean, sometimes when the economy's down, people are looking for work for extra money.
Correct. It's been pretty steady, actually, and finding a lot of qualified young men and women in the area to fill the ranks. Still have openings, always.
And you have openings, and they can kind of get an idea of what openings you have in what areas?
Correct. We have over 200 jobs in the state of Michigan throughout the whole state, over 235 units in the state of Michigan, so I'm sure I could find something they'd like to do.
And there's a lot of perks that go with it, and we're going to be getting into that
Correct.
A little later in the show as well. First of all, National Guard, they've been around, seems like, forever.
Yes, yesterday was our 375th birthday of the National Guard. It was established in 1636 in the Massachusetts Bay Colonies, where common everyday pick bow picked up arms to defend the colonies. That's where our symbol, the Minuteman, comes from, and that's where our slogan, citizen soldier, comes from, that they're a citizen during the week, and one weekend a month, they're here to defend our country if we need it.
And that's generally how it works, is one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year for
Correct.
The training. And then you're kind of on call if you're needed around the world or in the state here.
Correct. If we're run by the governor of Michigan, which makes us unique compared to other services, because we could uphold civilian law by order of the governor, where other services could not do that. That's martial law, and it's against the Constitution. But our number one mission is for the people of the state of Michigan. If there's some type of natural disaster or something like that, we'd be activated to help them out.
You hear that a lot when there's things like, power outages from a major storm or something, and they call in the National Guard just to protect the area because it's dark and you don't need problems in the dark.
Protect the area, and, we've set up tent cities. We went down to Hurricane Katrina. A couple of our water purification units out of Bay City went down there and made water for the folks and set up housing for them. And when you've lost everything in a natural disaster, there's nothing better than to have a hot shower, place to sleep, clean clothes, and good food, and that's what we're here to do.
And I assume over these 300 years, a lot have changed with the...
A lot has changed, yes. The muskets have gone away, yes.
Even you probably had to bring your own originally. Now pretty much everything is supplied to you by the...
Everything is taken care of by the United States government, and the governor of the state of Michigan has been very good to us in getting us the proper gear we need to do our mission.
Terrific. And what is the mission?
Take care of the people of the state of Michigan.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're here.
We also have a federal mission in case Big Brother Army don't have enough people. We do have units that deploy overseas. The 119th Field Artillery out of Port Huron just came back home in September, so that had 87 soldiers from Huron County in that unit.
And that's something, if you're enlisting, you have to realize could happen.
Correct. We are a time of war, and people don't think Afghanistan is war, but it is.
If you're there, you know it.
And even though we are pulling out of Iraq right now, we still have conflicts going on throughout the world, so we can be called up at any time. That is correct.
And the units get called up basically because of their specialty.
Correct, because
like
of their specialty.
Like you said, the water purification down for Katrina, there's other things that are needed in a war zone that they could be called up for.
Correct. The transportation, convoy security type stuff. The 125th Infantry from Flint, Saginaw, and Detroit, the whole battalion is in Mississippi. They're going over to Afghanistan. They're going to be gone a year. But that is a good thing in a weird way, is that as a National Guard soldier, you're mandated by Congress to only be deployed 12 months maximum. So other services can be over there for up to 2 years.
Okay. And if you're all, say you're looking for people still?
Correct.
Who are you looking for? What are the requirements? I mean, what are the basics, first of all?
Okay, I'm looking for folks, men and male and female, that are 17 to 35 years old. They can be a junior in high school. We have the split option program where they can enlist as a junior in high school, 17 years of age, and they will go to basic training between their junior and senior year, come back, complete their senior year of high school, and then go to their job training after they graduate.
17 require parents' signatures as
Correct.
Well. You're at that age where you really don't have the legality to sign your own name for something binding.
Yeah, well, the parents don't sign the contract. Believe it or not, all I need is a parental consent to give the young men or women a physical. I cannot legally give them a physical until they turn 18.
But they
sign their own contracts, and they hold up their own obligations and things like that. So, the split option program has been real popular. This is a great time of year for a high school junior to get into the split option program because a lot of them think about it as the summer grows closer, and unfortunately we only have so many slots, so we'd have to put them in the following summer. Which brings me into our unique program for the National Guard, which is our recruit sustainment program. That is 1 weekend a month after you enlist. You get $200 for the weekend. And what we do there is we teach you what you need to know before you ever go to basic training so you don't have the deer in the headlight look. And every one of my guys and girls have been the superstars because unfortunately other services don't give this pre-training, so therefore they don't have a clue, and my soldiers do. They're ready to roll.
It doesn't cheese off the drill sergeant that you don't have the deer in the headlight look, because I think that's what they're looking for.
Well, you'd have to ask Private Peruski about that. She just got back from basic a few weeks ago.
No, they don't cheese off the drill sergeant.
But, you're from the area.
Mm-hmm.
I put in your brother years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family tradition with her family, which is a lot around the Huron County.
And what area did you pick, Amy, to study to do in the National Guard?
I'm actually a truck driver.
A petite little lady like you driving trucks?
Yep.
She is. She's with the 1460 Transportation Company in Midland, and she's currently set up to go to Central Michigan University in the winter semester, and the National Guard is paying for that for her.
And how does truck driving equate to what you want in future life?
It really doesn't.
Well, it does and it doesn't, okay? We're paying for her to go to college mm-hmm. so she can do what she wants to do. But on the flip side, say, you know, so many people go to college and they get to their sophomore or junior year and they decide, well, that's not really what I want to do. At least she has a backup skill. She can go to get her CDL right now and start working tomorrow if she needed to, because of the training she received in the National Guard meets state requirements, to where she would have to take her written exam for her CDL, but she wouldn't have to take the driving portion. So that saves up to $1,500 right there.
What? Terrific. And how did this come about for you? Did you do the sign up as a junior? Did you do it coming out of school? Or
I was out of school for about a year when I signed up. And then I got an urge and went and talked to Sergeant Wolf.
You got an urge. Wow.
And then I was signed up within a month, I think.
Within a month, yeah. We're ready to roll.
And the reason, were you having trouble finding a job locally, or were you looking at college and how much it's going to cost and you know, these types of things?
Yeah, I looked at college and I said, you know, Central's going to be really expensive and I don't want to do that all out of pocket. I can do that on the government's dime.
Right. Now that makes her not have any student loans to repay when she graduates. You know how important that is today? Most people are stuck with $40,000-$50,000 on average for student loans. But if you happen to be going to college right now, we will pay up to $50,000 of existing student loans as long as they are not in default at time of contracting. So that's one of the benefits you can get.
So if you've come out of college and you've got these loans due and
as long as they're not in default, we'll pay up to $50,000 worth of student loans, the federal student loans.
The job market being as it is, that might be just a way to go to help. And is that done all at once, or do you kind of temper that because they have a contract for so many years that
yes,
they are obligated to?
What they do is they the FASFA website they go to do their FASFA forms also has print-offs of what student loans they have out and how much they are. And we get those print-offs and we submit it to our education department in Lansing, and they call up the federal government education department, and they make yearly payments to where it's paid off by the time they're done with their contract. But
and that's any school in the country or just Michigan?
Any school in the country. But if you want to continue your education, we'll pay for any accredited school in the state of Michigan. Okay.
Well, you are Michigan National Guard. You got to promote the state a little bit. And you don't want to have them all over the country if you need them in a moment's notice either.
Correct. But a real important thing on the education thing, it has to be an accredited school. I've seen so many mom and pop places that, you know, throw up a sign on their house. So we won't pay for folks like that. But if they want to be a mechanic or something like that, Baker in Flint has a beautiful mechanics course. They want to be a truck driver, Lansing Community College has a truck driving school in the community college. We'll pay for that. It depends on what they want to do.
But it's up to the individual to qualify with the organization to be
Correct.
Admitted.
Correct.
So they still have to go through the whole process of admission and being chosen if there's a waiting list and all of that kind of thing.
Correct. But say they didn't do so well in high school. We have a deal made out right now with SC4 up in Port Huron, St. Clair Community College, to where they automatically accept a National Guard member. And they can work on whatever they're deficient on, get their credits and GPA up, and then go on to the college of their choice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, learn something new today. Huh?
Yeah.
And all of this information is available if they talk to you, a recruiter.
Talk to me, any recruiter. They can go on NationalGuard.com, and they can actually apply online these days. Whoa. Oh. Yeah, they could do the whole thing right online, and it'll be directed to the recruiter in their area. It goes by their zip code, so every recruiter is assigned a zip code. And we get a little email, and then we give them a call and make an appointment.
Well, here you have more than one zip code. You have many of them that you cover now.
Yes, I recently got moved to Port Huron, so I cover St. Clair County, Santa Fe County, Huron County, and part of Tuscola County these days, so I get around.
You get around. But,
if they're trying to get a hold of a recruiter, NationalGuard.com. If they don't have computer, 1-800-GO-GUARD, or they can reach me directly at 989-975-1018. That's how most people get a hold of me around here.
Now, when Sergeant Wolf comes visiting, he usually bears gifts as he
Yes, we brought some digital camouflage backpacks today, which are really nice. They're really padded well, perfect for a high school, college student, even maybe a middle school student. And unique things about these that they can go on the website, put in the code, and they'll get a name tape that fits right on the Velcro of their name.
My gosh, that is really nice. And we have two of them.
We have two of them to give away today.
We're going to give away one right now to the third caller at 269. I see they're already out there, 269-1340, and we'll do another one a little later in the program.
All right, sounds great.
What is the length of contracts? I mean, we talked about it a little bit, you know, with the loans and such, that it would stretch through that period, so you finish your obligation before everything's paid off. But generally, what is the obligation? Is it a couple of years? Is it, you know, pretty much indefinite? It renews unless you say no? That type of thing.
No, we're very unique, actually, as we only require 3 years of doing 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the summer, where other services will require a minimum of four, okay? But if you do 6 years with us, which is 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the summer for 6 years, you qualify for the Montgomery GI Bill, which is extra money for college, comes to you, the recipient, in monthly increments of $339 a month if you're taking four classes. Most young men and women are taking four classes. But if you're only taking two because you can only do it part-time, you would get half that amount. That is on top of your 1 weekend a month pay. That is on top of us paying $6,500 per year for your college tuition.
Terrific. And the length, then you renew after that for another term if you wish?
You can. Lots of folks do re-enlist. There are re-enlistment bonuses for certain jobs these days. Or you can get what you need to get out of the National Guard and then say thank you very much, get your education, whatever your plans are. It's totally up to you. Did I plan on being in 30 years? No, it just worked out that way.
But unlike most people in the Michigan National Guard, yours is a full-time position.
Correct. I am active guard.
Where most of them are the part-time weekend and 2 weeks in the summer.
But once they're qualified as a National Guard member, we do have active guard jobs. I just got five of them yesterday for up in Camp Grayling to work for a year. Or running the base up there, bringing in the units for their 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the summer. So there are active guard positions throughout the state of Michigan.
And your qualifications as to what you train for would probably go a long way in getting those jobs?
For some of them. Other ones, it says MOS immaterial, which means they'll train you to do what they want you to do during that time period. So that's full active duty pay, and it's today starting out at $1,440 as an E1. As you progress up in rank, it goes all the way up to $1,600. Plus your food and everything's taken care of. You don't have to worry about shelter. That's all taken care of.
Terrific. We want to congratulate, by the way, Sue Schuert of Bad Axe won the first
Sue, good going.
Digital camouflage backpack. And it's here at the station, Sue. You just stop on out and pick it up at your convenience. And we won't say your name again in case it's a gift that's going to be going out. And I don't want to spoil the surprise for someone.
Yeah, they are brand new, wrapped in plastic. So it could make a nice Christmas gift. I brought one for you. Don't worry. We got you covered.
I've got mine in my car right now.
Oh, okay, great.
It's all full of stuff. I use it all the time.
Now, when you get involved, do all the other benefits that come with being a former soldier kick in? Do you get the GI Bill? Do you get, help in a GI loan or something? I mean, do any of this other stuff kick in that,
well, if you get
that you're in there?
If you get the GI Bill, then you qualify for VA home loans, which is a set percent interest, and I believe it's at like 2% right now. The federal government sets that. And that is for the length of the loan. You can get it
as long as the place qualifies and you meet all the requirements of the loan itself. Yeah.
And then you can get a VA small business loan. That's really big. You have to submit a business plan, yes, on what you're doing, but you can get that at 3% interest right now. So
there are future benefits.
Future
down the
benefits.
Road.
And the biggest thing about the Montgomery GI Bill, why a lot of young men and women like Amy's sign up for 6 years, is because we don't charge you. Active duty will charge you $100 a month for 12 months to receive this benefit, but a six-year obligation with the National Guard, we will give it to you at no charge, which is extra money in your pocket. So if you put your GI Bill together, $339 a month, your 1 week in a month pay at $250 to start out, put that together, that's over $600, and we've paid for your tuition to go to school. So you don't have to go work at Burger King to make it and go to college. You can actually support yourself on that and continue in studying on your education.
Now, say you were in the service before and you come back, and can you actually use your Michigan National Guard time to get you a little closer to maybe a pension of some kind?
Correct.
or retirement benefits?
We do offer 20-year retirement, and being a prior service, any service can come and join the National Guard. We'd have to evaluate what grade they got out in, as long as they got out honorably. And evaluate the age, because you can't go over 60 years of age. So technically, I guess a person with 15 years in that's in his 40s that only needed like 5 more years to retire could join the National Guard, get that 5 years in, and get a retirement.
And will that retirement kick in when they're done or at 65? I would imagine you wouldn't want to pay for them for the 40s and 50s.
As a part-time member, it would kick in at age 60.
60.
As an active duty member, it would kick in as soon as you complete your 20 or 30 years active duty time.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things to consider when you're the recruiter.
A lot of things going on. Let me just stress that we are looking for folks with high school diplomas. Okay, that is our number one goal. Other services require a high school diploma, but we require, but if you happen to have a GED, if you happen to have an alternative high school diploma, we are letting a limited amount of folks in, and it depends on how they do on the basic aptitude test that every soldier has to take to join the military.
It's the one where they, you do know your left from your right, that type of thing.
Well, it's 10 sections. It is multiple choice, so the correct answer in there. And it has to do with, word knowledge, paragraph comprehension, mathematical knowledge, arithmetic reasoning. There's some science, electrical section, mechanical section, clerical section. All that comes together for certain scores. And it depends on how they score as to what jobs I can offer them.
Because if you show the, a good grasp of mechanics or mathematics, it can put you in a whole different field than somebody who doesn't have that.
Certainly. And just because you may not score tremendous on the test, I still have been able to offer people up to 7 jobs, and that's one thing I pride myself in. I guarantee their job in writing, and Amy can verify this, before they ever go to enlist. I can hold that job under their name for 15 days. So I don't play none of this stuff where they go down to be an electrician and they end up a plumber. I don't play that.
If you're used to being an electrician, plumbing would be a shock, I think. Why don't we pause 60 seconds for this word, and we'll be right back.
Predict a happy retirement and big tax savings when you make Farm Bureau Insurance part of your retirement plan. Look at the benefits of IRAs, a lifetime retirement income, tax-deferred growth, competitive interest rates, guaranteed minimum rates, and guaranteed safety of your funds. And you'll have the protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So make that call to your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. It's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer or Deb McBride in Elkton, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley.
We are back, and our guests today are Sergeant First Class Ed Wolf and Private Amy Peruski from the National Guard, and we've been talking about some of the things the National Guard has to offer people, and Amy partook of some of these things, and I was just wondering, Amy, what is your story? How did you survive the basic training and all of this stuff? You seem kind of petite, and I wouldn't see some big drill sergeant wanting to get in your face, because he'd probably think she's going to cry.
No, there was no crying at basic training.
Is that like a rule? Is it on the wall?
No, I've seen a lot of crying, actually, but I actually enjoyed my experience at basic training. I had a lot of fun there. The 9 weeks that you get to spend with all these people, you know, you're in a room locked in with 60 people. I had 60 females in the room the whole time. And it was, I had a lot of fun. I made a lot of friends that I still talk to, and
you make friends for life there.
Oh, yeah.
And would you say the pre-training you got prior to made a big difference?
Oh, yeah, I knew things that, like, I seen the deer in the headlight look, and I'm like, oh, I got you. Come here, I'll help you figure it out, get you squared away.
And how long did this last, your training there, initially?
Basic training was 9 weeks, split up into 3 different phases. You know, it gets easier as you go along and funner and...
It gets easier as you go along? It seems like it should get harder. They should be giving you new challenges. Mm-hmm. Or is it just you kind of fit into the military style and things start to flow?
It starts to flow. They prepare you really well for the things you have to do. So it's not like you get there and...
And you start coming together as a team. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You have to understand, these drill sergeants are taking 60 to 80 individuals from all over the United States, because we go to the same basic training as Army Reserves, we go to the same basic training, and they got to form you into a team. So to do that the first couple of weeks, they do have to take control. But as you start forming as a team, then things start clicking and coming together. And there are a lot of different obstacles they have to go over, where if they don't act as a team, they're not going to get through the obstacle.
There's a lot of obstacle courses.
Now, do they train you, you know, just basically in the military, you know, how to march, how to do all of this, or is there actual combat training involved in this as well, just in case you need her?
Everything is geared towards combat training. Yes, you get a week on a rifle range, I believe, and you get pugil stick fighting, which is hand-to-hand combat is what that represents. You just got taught how to use your weapon in case... your rifle, in case it jammed, you don't have any ammunition. The pugil sticks will indicate what you just got taught, how to use your weapon as a weapon. It's a nice way of not hurting each other, but yet getting the instruction. Everything's geared in basic training towards combat. Then when you go graduate from basic training, it's kind of like high school graduation. You only graduate one time. And it's real important for family and friends to be there. But then you go off to your advanced individual training, which is whatever job you signed up for. Some classes are 6 weeks. Some classes I have are 15 weeks. It really depends on what you sign up for. And you're getting paid full active duty pay, direct deposit, the whole time you're there. But you're really not using your money, are you?
Mm-mm.
No? It's all provided for you. But we have on every base, and there's one in the area down in Sulphur. It's called a post exchange. It's kind of like a big super Walmart. But the nice thing about it is there's no tax, and they'll ship anywhere in the United States. So when folks get to their job school, then it's more like a school. You know, you get up at 7:30, you got formation at 8, school starts from 8:30 till lunchtime, and then in the evenings you have off about 5 o'clock, and that's when folks usually spend their money and go over to the post exchange. And
I think they're usually doing homework.
They have that too. They have tests, what, weekly, I believe?
I didn't do any tests.
Oh, well, some jobs have tests weekly. Didn't you have to do driving tests and perform and do basic maintenance and stuff?
Yeah.
They stopped that when she had the truck on two wheels.
She got trained on everything from 18-wheelers to troop carriers to Hummers to they train you on PLSs?
No, we got the old ones, the LHSs.
Oh, okay. All these military acronyms.
Military loves to condense into alphabet soup a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, we're a world of acronyms, that's for sure. And when I talk on the radio, I got to make sure people understand what I'm saying sometimes.
Now, is it difficult for you to drive some of these trucks? Because I don't know if, I imagine larger trucks would have to have power steering because it's just going to be needed. But some of these smaller ones might not be as cushy as that.
No, there was a couple ones that were real hard to drive. But they train you really well. You know what you're doing when you get in there. And
did they still make you go through the mud bogs?
Oh, yeah. That one was fun.
Okay. Mud bogging in a truck. And it's not yours, so you don't have to deal with that cleanup afterwards. Or do they make you clean it up?
Nope, we never had to clean.
Well, that must be another job they can get.
Well, the reason for the mud bogging is some of these vehicles are all-wheel drive, and it goes to build confidence in the driver that they can get through this obstacle and still continue to roll.
You have to know your machine. You
Correct.
Have to know what it's capable of doing and what you're capable of doing in it, and so that you reach a point you're able to get the men, the supplies, or whatever else you're hauling to where it needs to be.
Yep. Let's talk about folks that, for one reason or another, may not have graduated high school. We have a new program called the Patriot Academy. And it's for folks that say they had to get out of high school for one reason or another. If they're 10 credits or less from graduating, we will enlist them like a regular soldier. They will go to basic training. Then from there, they will go to Patriot Academy in Indiana. It's a regular high school set up by the National Guard. Of course, it is military-minded, so to speak. And military disciplines do apply. But then they get their high school diploma. And then they go on to their advanced job school from there. So there are some alternatives.
Before we go any further, why don't we give away the second,
the second
digital backpack?
Sounds good.
The third caller at 269-1340, 269-1340. Third caller will win the second one that Sergeant Wolf was nice enough to bring in. Make a great Christmas gift for somebody, or you can keep it for yourself if you're so inclined. And like you say, there's even an application on there you can send in to have the name that you can Velcro right on the back there. And
it's a Velcro name tape, and it... You just go on the website, put in the PIN number that's given right there on the tag, and they'll mail you a Velcro name tape to go right on there.
Now, is the Patriot Academy something unique to the National Guard? Is this something Michigan's kind of forefronting, or is this kind of something that maybe some of the others have as well?
No, this is very unique to the National Guard only,
mm-hmm.
and it is sponsored by National Guard Bureau out of Washington, D.C., and that's why the academy itself is in the state of Indiana. And I've seen pictures of it and went on their website. You can do that also. Just go on nationalguard.com, click on Patriot Academy, and it's set up just like a high school.
And is there like a aptitude test or something you take before that? Gives them an idea of the courses you really need to get up to the level to be a graduate? Or do they use just your high school records, what you've taken?
I go and pull your high school transcripts prior to enlistment, and we submit an application down to the Patriot Academy. once you get accepted, then we go through the process, and it's the same basic aptitude test that everybody has to take to get into any branch of the military. So there's nothing different in that respect. The only thing is you must have been out at least a semester, and you must have 10 credits or under to obtain your high school diploma, and that would qualify you for the Patriot Academy.
Okay, and
but we have another program.
How long does that usually take? Is that something
it's
that's
up
done
to the
pretty
individual?
Quick? Because you know, you're in a military setting, and they're not going to, you know, lollygagging is not the way it's usually done in the military.
You're in a military setting, but you're doing the classes that you're required to do for your diploma online with an instructor right there to help you if you need instruction.
Okay.
So therefore, I've seen kids get through the Patriot Academy in 3 weeks. I've seen them take up to 3 months. It's totally on the individual. But yes, they will require so much be done per day. And of course, you know, you're getting paid, so why not go out and get your diploma and get paid for it and serve the country?
Well, but some people might think, you know, procrastinate and I'll keep getting paid. And
well, we have one more program.
Before we go, let's announce our winner.
All right, great. And
before we get to the last program or any other programs here, Cindy Souders of Port Austin won the other digital backpack. It's here at the station, Cindy. Just stop on by and pick her up. And it's all sealed in plastic. All you have to do is take it home and gift wrap it for whoever you'd like
gift
to
wrap
have.
It, give it away, whatever you need it for. But we have one more program other than the Patriot Academy. If you don't qualify, say you need more than 10 credits, okay? We have the GED Plus program that is down at our Professional Education Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. We enlist you just like a regular soldier, and we send you to Professional Education Center for 3 weeks. You get instruction, then you get tested. You get instruction, then you get tested. And if you don't pass that module, you get re-instructed, and then you get tested. There's 10 modules to GED. You get through that program in about 3 weeks. I've had several people up in the Port Huron area just take advantage of that and actually graduated. Then once they graduate with their GED from the program, they get sent right from Little Rock, Arkansas to their basic training site to their job school after that. So there's two great opportunities for folks that may not have gotten, for one reason or another, their high school diploma, that we can get them in the National Guard and get your education up to speed. Because, you know, any good-paying job today is going to require a diploma, a GED minimum. So we can help you out with that.
And if you sign up, how long does it take before you're in there? Is there deferred ways you can do it where you, you know, maybe have a few months to get your affairs in order before you do this?
Or you don't ship off right away unless you want to. Once you enlist, you start doing 1 weekend a month with me at the Recruit Sustainment Program in Flint. I get you to and from, so there's no expense to you. You get $200 for the weekend, and you'll continue on that program with us until you ship off the basic training. When you enlist, you get your basic training ship date, so you're going to know. And you get a copy of everything. I pride myself as you get a copy of all your paperwork. And I keep a copy because, let's face it, young men and women lose things. So I keep a copy for up to 2 years. And that contract is very valuable because it helps you out. I get military discounts every time I turn around. Dunham's gives me 15% off every time I walk in the door. So it really does come in handy.
And what are the physical requirements that you have to have? I see Amy has glasses, so I imagine that's not a problem.
No,
you just have corrective lenses.
Corrective lenses, 20/20
vision. And I'm sure
vision.
You don't wear those when you're in with the little diamonds on the side of it. I'm sure they're more standard military.
She has her military-issue glasses. We have a nickname for them, but we'll keep that to ourselves.
Oh, okay.
But they're not fashionable, but they're functional. But when you're not in uniform, wear whatever you want.
Right, but I mean, these are taken care of. But what are the qualifications physically? I'm sure you probably give them a physical test. You got to do so many push-ups,
correct.
You know, because you don't want to get them down there and find out, you know, all of a sudden you've gone through all this, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a condition that's not going to allow them to serve.
Correct. Believe it or not. For males, before they ship the basic training, after they enlist, they have to do 13 push-ups with a one-minute time limit. You got to do 17 sit-ups with a one-minute time limit. And they have to run 1 mile around the track in 8 minutes, 30 seconds or better. Females have to do 3 push-ups, 17 sit-ups, and they get 10 minutes, 30 seconds for their 1 mile. Now, that's just starting them off. Once they get the basic training, the drill sergeants are going to bring them up to a 2 mile in 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups. And it depends on your age how many you have to do. So the younger you are, the little more you have to do. The older you are, like myself, the less you have to do.
And do you have to, throughout your service, be tested once in a while to see that you've maintained your physical capability? Because if they're going to send you somewhere, they want some assurances that you're, you know, still healthy enough to do it.
Correct. As a National Guard member, a part-time weekend member, you have to do it once a year. As a full-time active guard member like myself, I have to do it twice a year. So keep up our physical fitness standards and be ready to roll, things like that.
Because that's the whole point, is you need to be fit and ready to go
ready to
do
go
the job that's called on you.
Correct. Whether it be taking care of folks here in the state of Michigan or whether it be deploying with the unit to some unknown place.
Okay. And if the people have questions or want more information, how do they get a hold of you or the website again, all that good stuff, so that they've got an idea of what is really available to be offered to them?
Okay, the easiest way is to go on nationalguard.com. You can click on right there, speak to a recruiter if you want. They'll do live chat with you. You can click on apply and you put an application. Then I would get an email if you were in my zip code, and I would get a hold of you and set up an appointment. There are some criteria. You have to be a certain height and weight. Can't have any medical issues. Like, you can't have asthma and be puffing on an inhaler, unfortunately. That's not...
Well, yeah. But again, this is the whole readiness thing.
Legal problems, we do allow some, and then they've tightened up on others. So it just depends on what it is. We'd have to speak one-on-one on that particular
Each case
issue.
Is individual. That way you have
Correct.
To you have to assess how long ago it was, if they were 13 when it happened and they're now 40 and there's a whole different person involved. You know what I mean?
Correct.
All this
Correct.
Stuff comes into play.
And it just depends. Speeding tickets, as long as they're paid, it's not a problem usually.
Unless you're going to be a truck driver.
Well, they're only allowed so many. So there is a cap on that. But there are so many jobs and opportunities around. In Lapeer, I have a laundry unit. I have an artillery unit in Port Huron. Infantry unit in Flint and Saginaw. Bay City has a forward support company that has everything. Mechanics, cooks, truck drivers, everything. Midland has a full transportation company. So it just depends on what they want to do. And they can get on NationalGuard.com, or if they don't have the internet, they can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. If they're in the Huron County area, they can call me directly at 989-975-1018, and we can help them out and sit down and talk to them. It's not going to hurt to get the information, because that makes you more educated to do a decision when it's time for you.
So there's no obligation to call?
No obligation to call. There's no obligation to sit down with me. Really, the obligation goes when you say, yes, I want to do this, and we set you up for your physical. Because after your physical, then we go through the contracting process.
And you'll help them step by step, I'm sure, through the whole deal. They probably did the same for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we put, your contract down to Military Entrance Processing Station in Troy. We put you down the night before in the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, very nice hotel. Everything's paid for by the guard. And then... food's paid for, lodging's paid for, everything. They got a nice pool, everything down there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get you in for your physical the next morning. And they're wondering, why do we got to go to the hotel? Because we wake you up at 4:30 in the morning because your physical starts at 6.
Is that the hardest part? Because I have to wake up early all the time, and I get used to it after a while, but a lot of people just like, ooh, there's a 4:30 in the morning?
I've seen a lot of groggy faces, but I'm a morning person and I got up no problem.
Right. So again, if you're prior service and you need just a few years to get your retirement, give me a call. See if we can get you in and help you out.
And it could even involve some additional training for when you're done, you can have a second career somewhere.
Correct. You're not stuck at one job once you sign up for it. I have 7 different job qualifications that I've done over my years. The sky's the limit. It's up to the individual. Like, Amy might not be driving trucks for 6 years, she at 3 years, she might become a human resource specialist, whatever direction she wants to go. You never know. And there's so many jobs within jobs. Like at her unit per se, there's the guy that runs the tool room. There's the guy that runs, you know, the motor pool. You might be doing other jobs within the scope of your job.
Well, thanks for taking time with us today.
Thanks for having us today.
We appreciate you coming out. Holiday season is here. People have a little time maybe out of school and stuff. Good time to talk to you and get the info.
Correct.
Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it, Craig. Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Sergeant First Class Ed Wolf and Private Amy Peruski from the National Guard. Again, you can contact them online, and they'll connect you with the recruiter based on your zip code. Coming up at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.